Welcome to the CMO Marketing Podcast, where we interview business owners, leaders, or marketing professionals to find out their lessons and stories for success.
Welcome to the CMO Marketing Podcast. My name is Simon Dell. I am the CEO and founder of CMO. If this is your first time here, then welcome. If you are a returning listener or viewer, then welcome back. Very quickly, to get some housekeeping out of the way, if you want to find out anything about what we do at CMO, our web address is cmoh.com, C-E-M-O-H.com. You can email me at simon@cmo.com. I'm on LinkedIn, Instagram, and TikTok of all places. I'm building up quite a fan base on TikTok. If you also get the chance to rate and review this podcast, that'd be awesome, especially in the Apple Podcast Store. And that's about all the housekeeping I can be bothered to do today. So we're going to jump straight in to talk to our guest, Katrina McKinnon. That's a very lovely English name. She is the CEO and founder of Copysmiths. You've been doing this for quite a while. So welcome to the show, Katrina.
Simon, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here chatting to you.
That is a very Irishy sort of Scottish name there. Is that where the heritage is from the name?
Yeah, Scottish. My father's obviously are all Scots. They came out from the Isle of Col. And about 20 years ago, I made the mad decision to go from Sydney to the Isle of Col. And I think it was like a 40-hour journey to get there. And I'm standing on this barren rock in the middle of nowhere with a couple of, a pile of stones in front of me. And I was so excited because I was like, oh my God, I'm a McKinnon. I'm here in my homeland. And a fellow came past and he was like, all right, we're all McKinnons. Get in the back of the truck. I'll give you a lift back to town, because we were stuck in the middle of nowhere. And he was completely nonplussed. And I was like, but my DNA, we're cousins. And he was like, all right, get in the truck.
This cold, wet, windy part of the world is your DNA, yeah.
Yeah, and it's all short. So everything was furry and short. So nothing was bigger than this. And, the bushes were shrubby, the horses were shrubby, the pigs were shrubby, the people were shrubby. It was hilarious because, I was so excited. There was so much in my heart, about this. And then yet, I got there and no one could care less. So it was pretty funny. But yes, very
It's spotty. Nice to know that you come from a long line of shrubby people.
Yes, the McKinnons.
Do you have your before I'm going off a complete tangent, do you have your own tartan?
No, because, so again, we're totally off kilter here, but kilter? We're off kilter here. But
good segue.
We were crofters. And so again, my father did all our genealogy and research, the McKinnons, and we came out on some boats in the 1800s. And I was thinking, we sailed, we're adventurers, all of this sort of thing. And he gave me a little book. And he said, read the book. And I was like, I'll read the book. And I was reading and reading, no mention. And I was like, Dad, I'm still not at this point yet. And he was like, no, keep reading. Anyway, I got to the paragraph about the McKinnons, that we were nearly thrown off the boat because we were such dirty beasts. We were cooking our meat on the open grill and being generally just festy, grotty little animals. And so, again, the noble McKinnons, It's not a thing. We were crofters.
Wow.
We were tossed out of Scotland, and we were put on a boat, and we were nearly tossed off the boat as well. So yeah, not much wow. to report there. But
that's
thanks for asking.
That's
me
some
that
story
part.
To start off with. That's
good stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty. You don't tell any of your clients this story, do you?
No, God no.
All right, well, look, let's actually talk about what we're here to talk about. Tell me a bit about Copysmiths. Just you obviously this is 11 years old by the looks of it. Where's your background come from that sort of brought you to starting this business?
So I was running an agency for years and years and years, and then I wanted to dig my eyes out with a spoon, because to run an agency, you have to be just either brilliant at everything or you end up being mediocre at everything. So we were okay. You know, we were okay at web development. We were okay at software. We were okay at ads. We were okay at this and this and this. And then one day we had a client and we took them from 800 unique visitors to 160,000 unique visitors a month. That was in the space of about 13 months. And it was all organic traffic, and it was it got to the point where one of their competitors even spoke to us and said, look, you've actually taken all the keyword traffic from us. Could we do a deal? And I thought, we might actually be quite good at this blogging thing, at this content thing. And so I thought, well, you know, I absolutely love content. We love producing content, sort of creatives at heart. And so I thought, you know, I'm just going to double down on that. And so that's, you know, that's basically the nutshell. Is I was kind of, you know, I ran an agency for 20 years, really quite, you know, I was okay at it. We had blue chip clients, all that usual story. But then we just went, you know, why not? Let's get stuck into this one thing that we do really well and get better and better and better at it. And so that's what we do now. So we just create content. It's mainly blog content. So we bring a lot of brand awareness and customer engagement to people, and mainly in the e-commerce sphere.
Okay. And the business structure, I'm kind of guessing you probably use a lot of freelancers and contractors, or is everybody actually an employee of yours?
All of our team come from Kenya. So Kenya is...
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So you can hire a full-time person out of Kenya for $530 US a month, which translates to about 750 Australian a month, full-time.
Right.
A high percentage of the population has a university degree. A high percent of the population are millennials, and a very high percentage of the population are unemployed. So we stumbled across a fellow called John many, many years ago. He is an engineer, a mechanical engineer, and he was running our AdWords campaigns. And I was like, why are you this? Like, he was, you know, a middle-aged man, incredibly smart. Loads of experience. When I say middle-aged, loads of experience, incredibly smart. And yet he was running our AdWords campaign for like $7 an hour for all our clients. And I was like, there's something wild going on here. And so we started, literally like the Trading Post or the classifieds. We started going to their local newspapers and just putting jobs in to say, hey, we're looking for people who can write. And sure enough, we sort of eventually have now uncovered how to get access into this economy, into this sort of a market of talent. And these people have communications degrees. They have serious marketing communications degrees. They have MBAs. They have engineering degrees, law degrees, accountancies. We've got poets, accountants, lawyers, communications professionals, teachers. We have junior doctors on our team as well. And we pay three times the average wage per month, which is 75,000 Kenyan shillings, which is 530 US dollars. We're paying three times.
Oh, wow.
So the...
I would have never been able to tell you what the currency of Kenya actually is, but so thank you for it. That's a bit of general knowledge for us there.
Yeah, it's shillings. So it's shillings because they were a British colony, which is why. So English is their first language, so they do their university in English. So I happen to now be the admin for a Facebook group of 35,000 writers in Kenya and Africa. And so we have this huge community that would love to get work. And, you know, I'd love to talk to you about that with the whole CMO, like all that kind of thing where you hire talent out, you know, incredible talent, because there's a lot of people who can support more CMOs in Australia, for example, or America or wherever. But, you know, most of our team, so we've got most of our team, our writers are all from Kenya. Most of them are from Kenya. All of them are from Kenya at the moment. Half of our administrative staff are from Kenya and the other half are sort of from other places around the world. But, yeah, so we have a system where we provide free training for a lot of people because, again, the Kenyan people can't always get access to those Upwork platforms. They can't get access to the CMO Circle kind of platforms. They can't really easily get access to those platforms. So what we're doing is we're providing a lot of training, and then they work for us for a little while as an international company, And then we pay them three times their wage, feeds their soul and their family at the same time. And then after us, they can go and work for, like, I, you know, it would be my absolute dream to hook up some of these people with writing and communications degrees to some of your CMOs as support, as administrative staff, staff, that sort of stuff. So, yeah, that's where we get all of our team. They're all out of Kenya.
Cool. Cool. So what for you makes good copy? Because... you know, different writers have different styles, and SEO copy is different to, you know, other long form copy. And what's there something that sort of, when you look for a copywriter, that's a core kind of, you know, requirement in good copy?
Yeah, they've got to be creative. So the number one thing is that they have this creative, they have this innate creativity, they have an innate intelligence, they have a, you know, a good viewpoint of the world, because we can't teach any of that. We can't teach maturity, and we certainly can't teach people to dance across the page with their words. So what we do is we have tests that we, you know, funnel people into our team with these sort of this testing system. And then once they're in the team, we teach them the technical aspects. So it's very easy to teach someone how to do linking, how to do internal linking, external linking, how many links you should put in, what's the anchor text. It's very easy to teach someone all the technicalities of something, because it's usually just a checklist. But and we do teach them how to write compelling copy, because if it's not compelling, then you can't create brand awareness and you can't create customer engagement. So, and those are two things that are the only way for content to be successful, is to make sure that people say, oh, I understand this brand and I love it. And to also say, well, this is so interesting that I'm just going to keep reading it. So we teach people in our team to how to write compelling introductions. That's the first thing. And then also how to structure their content. And then we layer in a lot of visuals into our content as well. So tables and images and illustrations and all sorts of other bits and pieces. So, yeah, successful content is really something that resonates with the customer and creates some brand awareness.
Okay. The it's interesting, because I did a podcast, I think it might have been two podcasts ago, with a guy called Simon Bottomley, and he makes... they make manhole covers. And the whole idea around the podcast was that it was a boring... it was a boring brand, it was a boring product, and he kind of showed me about how they were trying to make manhole covers interesting, which actually was interesting by the end of the podcast. But I guess the challenge that I found in the past is that, you know, you have a lot of what I would sort of deem as boring businesses or boring subject matters. You know, accountants and lawyers, they're, you know, they're not the most exciting people in the world. How do you make, how does an accountant, how does accountant be creative in their copy?
Yeah. So I think that you might sort of say, because, you know, we're in the marketing sort of industry and we love creative and we love visuals and, you know, that side of creativity. There's other sides of creativity. So in accounting, for example, we did a campaign where we wrote for accountants, and we wrote on mileage trackers, you know, logbook apps that you pop into the car to track how many kilometers you take from meeting to meeting. Well, we wrote about that. And you know what they love is they love data and they love tables and they love step-by-step instructions. So, and they also love templates. So there's different styles of content. So that one that I, at the head of the show that I just mentioned, where we went from 800 unique visitors to, you know, 160,000 unique visitors, we were writing about a mileage tracker, which is what they call it in the US, or a logbook app, which is what we call it here. And so we had an audience of accountants who were grabbing this app and recommending it to their clients to use. And we simply wrote about the benefits of it. And we also wrote about the rates. So what the reimbursement rates were. And it was just data and tables. And so, I don't know, the accountants loved it because they loved that kind of information and they loved the step-by-step. So it doesn't always have to be a campaign where someone's popping out of a box or there's an AI, you know, river flowing through. I saw, you know, one of the things in your LinkedIn, which looked amazing, was this river of AI pixels flowing through a frame, which captures all of us, but also captures no one, if you know what I mean. So it captures all of us for a split second. Yeah. But an accountant, they would be captured by perhaps just a table or a graph, that showed that if, you know, you got all these people to use this app, then your accounting practice can be more efficient. And so they, you know, they get off on that. So there's always something for someone.
I guess the elephant in the room now, which is obviously one of the core reasons we wanted to talk today, was this surge of AI and AI, you know, an AI generated copy. I guess the big question for someone like yourself is how does this affect your business now in, you know, July 2023, and where do you see it going to, you know, in the next 12 months, because things are moving extraordinarily fast. There must be a level of nervousness about what's happening now.
Yeah, we're not sure, because we're not sure what to do with AI sometimes. We use it in our team, we use it in our systems as a tool, but we don't use it to produce the final writing, because what's happening is, I think I've got a couple of ideas, a couple of thoughts on this, is there's a huge amount of this AI content that's being created at the moment, and it's all being churned out, and I think that it's going to go quiet. I don't think that the big LLMs and Google are going to pay a huge amount of attention to it, because it's not creative and it's not authority content. I'll give you a little bit of a story. In 1989, I went and did work experience, as we all do in Australia. You know how you had to do that, 2 weeks of work experience in year 10. I went and worked with a graphic designer. And so for the week, I had to make a logo. And so I hand drew the logo, and then on black on white, and then I had a bromide machine. And the bromide machine was $10,000, and it takes a photo, and then it creates a negative plate. And that negative plate with the logo got sent off by car, couriered by car, over to the publishing house. And then 3 years later, Photoshop came out. And so we went from having a $10,000 bromide machine to a $800 piece of software for Photoshop. Now, what happened was, before Photoshop, there weren't that many graphic designers. I'd never seen a graphic designer before. Whereas now, you can throw a stick down the street and hit one in the head. There are graphic designers everywhere, because Photoshop, the technology, has made it so that graphic designers can flourish. Now, what's happened is we've now got millions of graphic designers, and we've also got millions of $10 logos that are available on places like Dribbble and, you know, 99 Design. So you can buy a $10 logo. That doesn't mean that any of your marketing clients go and buy a $10 logo, right? But there's millions of them. They're cheap. Yep. Why not just buy it? Oh, this, you know, it's a $10 logo. It's so cheap to produce. Let's just buy one of those logos. Let's get a new one each year. So even though Photoshop, that one piece of software, significantly revolutionized that industry, the AI tool ChatGPT is just going to revolutionize this industry. We were so excited when CorelDRAW 1 came out. PageMaker 1. copy-pasting and sticking. Did you have the sellotape? We don't call it sellotape. It's the sticky tape. And you'd cut out the catalogue and you'd stick it onto an A4 and you'd paste it on. You'd get white out to get rid of the edges. And then you'd photocopy it a million times. And that was the newsletter that got sent out. And then my employer at the time found out I had PageMaker and CorelDRAW, and I could, you know, do it all on the computer. And so it was very exciting at that time. But because we've got the internet as a communications model blows everything up massively. When we had Photoshop, that was really exciting as well. But then the AI has just blown everyone up and everyone's all frothy about it. So what's going to happen is lots of very mediocre writers and mediocre business people are using this new tool to produce the equivalent of the crappy $10 logo. So for companies like ours, a content agency, and, you know, very experienced marketers, they can see the difference between what's been produced by an AI and what's been crafted with the use of an AI tool by a proper copywriter or by a proper artist or whatever it might be. So it is, there is a difference to the people who know. And I think that just that ability is the same as Google. Google also knows. Google can see that that's AI generated content. And again, it doesn't surface the $10 logo and say, oh my gosh, look at this, we've the pinnacle of human creative achievement is now the $10 logo from Photoshop that someone's just sort of spat out. It's not like that at all. We're still going to always celebrate true creativity. And in this case, Google's going to celebrate true authorship. So authority and authorship from content is what's going to win ultimately.
It's interesting. My business partner does a talk on marketing and AI, and he did the version of the talk back on Tuesday now, because we're on Friday. Yeah. And, you know, he kind of says, your logo example is a perfect example. There is, you know, there is thousands and thousands of mediocre logos out there now. And his point was, you know, there's a guy who speaks quite prolifically on LinkedIn and Twitter, a guy called Tom Goodwin. And for anyone that doesn't follow him, he's absolutely worth following. He's English native, but born in English native, but resides in the US at the moment. And he's very critical of AI, especially AI copy, and saying about how, you know, AI is just producing mediocre content. And, you know, I think what he misses is the point that there has always been mediocre content, and there always will be mediocre content. Yeah. It's just now there is probably going to be a shitload more mediocre content.
Yeah.
And it's not the mediocre content that wins any races. It's the high quality, well crafted, mediocre, the high crafted, you know, well put together content that wins the races. And I think the other thing he gets wrong is he says, if he was going to do a brand plan, it's not a brand plan he uses something else, like a value proposition. So if he was going to write a value proposition for a client, you know, he wouldn't want to use ChatGPT to write a value proposition, because it would produce a mediocre value proposition. And I think, again, the point he's missing there is it absolutely would. But the point is, it will give you the basics and the starting point of a value proposition that you can then input your skills, your knowledge and your experience into to craft something for the customer. I'm in an iron about writing, finally sitting down and writing a book. I kind of halfway got through one a couple of years back, and then it sort of ground to a halt. And I wanted to find something in a structure that I think would be appealing to a customer without it having to fry my brain and end up being 120,000 words. And I kind of had the structure in my head because I'd done it with a client the other day. I'd actually done it all on a whiteboard, and I took a photo of the whiteboard and went, actually, that's the structure of the book. And I thought, is this right? Is this the best structure for it? So I went and asked ChatGPT, and it gave me pretty much 80% of it acknowledged that what 80% of I had was right, but it gave me some other ideas and other suggestions that I thought, yeah, actually, those are pretty good ideas. So now I have a framework of a book that I'm going to find substantially easier to write, because now I have confidence that that framework is right. So I think your points are all completely valid. And I just think, you know, if all the content in the world was left to automated programs, we'd have a lot of boring logos and a lot of terrible content. Well, not terrible. It's not terrible. It's mediocre. But I think that's the challenge with these things.
Yeah, it's a bit like McDonald's. McDonald's fills a hole, but you can't exist on it all the time. And everyone knows that, you know, it's a nice little guilty pleasure, and it tastes great, and it's fine for those moments. But it's the same with the ChatGPT content. It's fantastic. And a $10 logo is brilliant for a brand new business. Let's say you're going to run a store and you're going to start selling pens, right? It is brilliant for creating that first logo to test something. The ChatGPT is great for creating some content to create your first blog post. It's fine to get something off, you know, to get something started. It's just that it's not really ever going to truly resonate with an audience the way that a real person can. And that's all it is. So it's just a tool. So, you know, you wouldn't sit down and start drawing a logo these days. And so with your book, you don't have to sit down now with a typewriter. You know, you don't have to be Hemingway and sit there and flog away with a typewriter anymore. There's a new tool, and it has its purposes. And I think that what's happened is people have realized they can put a prompt in and it just gives them all this stuff. They haven't And then that's it. Whereas they haven't worked out it's a co-pilot. So just like Photoshop also has macros and automations, it's just a co-pilot to the creative process. And so ChatGPT, the AI tools that are coming out, they are merely a co-pilot. And if you think of them that way, then it's just like having a fantastic editor. You can query the editor and say, well, what do you think of this paragraph? Am I getting across the point that I'm trying to make here? Because I'm trying to make this point here. And then ChatGPT can evaluate that paragraph for you and say, well, no, but if you put this analogy in, then you might. And so, again, it just becomes a creative writing partner. It's a co-pilot for everything, but it's not the actual creative. It's not the person.
I think the best set of instructions I'd seen for ChatGPT was to, you give it the framework of a problem and then you tell it to ask you questions.
Yeah.
And then it gives you a solution. You say, ask me 10 questions that will help you produce a better whatever.
Yeah.
And I find that's the best advice I've seen for ChatGPT. Anyway, look, thank you very much, Katrina McKinnon, for being on the show today. It's been fantastic. Slightly disturbing that you're from this feral Scottish family that nobody ever wanted anywhere, but we get over these things, you know.
Yeah, we must move past our obstacles in life, mustn't we, Simon?
Absolutely. So just to wrap up, can you let everybody know where they can find you if they want to chat to you or ask you any questions or are interested in what you do?
Yeah, sure. Just you can hit us up on copysmiths.com and I'm just on LinkedIn. So you just search for my name on LinkedIn and I'm always happy to chat.
Awesome. All right. Thank you very much, Katrina, for your time. And it's been fantastic.